Just shy of 3 p.m. one day in mid-November 2012, Michael Ellie was driving through Ellisville, Missouri, a small suburb west of St. Louis, not quite minding his own business. He had noticed that local police officers were laying in wait for speeding motorists, and in the grand tradition of American highways, flashed his headlights at oncoming cars to warn them. His bad luck was that an Ellisville police cruiser was one of those oncoming cars, and Ellie soon found himself cited for violating local ordinance 375.100, titled, quote, limitations on lamps other than headlamps, flashing signal prohibited except on specified vehicles, unquote. Now, despite the fact that the words in that title, when arranged differently, seem to prohibit the act of flashing lights to warn drivers of speed traps, the text of the ordinance deals mostly with affixing some sort of flashing light to your car, not flipping your headlights on and off. Or, as Ellie later put it, quote, no reasonable officer would believe that plaintiff had violated section 375.100, unquote. But that is jumping ahead. After getting the ticket, Ellie first corresponded with the chief of police, who was unsympathetic. Things got worse when Ellie showed up in local court, where he was told by a municipal judge that the standard punishment in Ellisville for ratting out a speed trap is $1,000. When Ellie said he wanted to plead not guilty, the judge became agitated and started talking about obstruction of justice. With the help of the local ACLU, he filed suit in federal court, claiming Ellisville had violated his First Amendment right to be, quote, free from detention, prosecution, or both for constitutionally protected acts of expression, unquote, also for unlawful deprivation of his liberty for the 15 minutes it took the officer to issue him a ticket, deprivation of his liberty for the time it took him to appear in court, and for the chilling effect this sort of ticketing has on free expression. This case was filed in the middle of April 2013. In the middle of May, the Ellisville chief of police issued a special order telling his officers that motorists who flash their lights are not in violation of the city ordinance in question. This, the lawyer for the town of Ellisville noted, along with the fact that the charge against Ellie had been dropped, rendered the case moot. But the plaintiff responded that this special directive applied only to the ordinance in question, not the actual practice of stopping people for flashing their headlights as a warning, something the police could still do under a remarkably similar Missouri state law. U.S. District Judge Henry Autry agreed and earlier this month enjoined the town from stopping and ticketing people for flashing their lights as a warning. He found that because it was local police custom and policy, quite outside the stricture of the ordinance, to cite people for flashing their lights, the directive not to stop people based on the ordinance was meaningless. Drivers in the town still feared they would be stopped for the practice under some other justification. Separately, and more interestingly, was the town's claim that flashing headlights as a warning interfered with legitimate police investigations. And while there is indeed a state law that prohibits warning someone of police presence or investigation or apprehension, you can flash on knowing it is not a violation of that law when, quote, the warning is given in connection with an effort to bring another into compliance with the law, unquote. I'm Travis McDade.